forever. Dog.
Hey, bitch. What is your whole deal? Hey, bitch. Just tell us how you feel. You wished for a sign from above. Well, here's a podcast about boy sex, fucking, dating, and love. Seek treatment. If you're boring as fuck, seek treatment. If you're unlucky in love,
Kat and Pat.
And I literally was like, Chris makes a house a home.
Aww.
It was like his presence, like I immediately calmed down.
That's so sweet.
It was so
that's what you
it
want.
It was so it was really profound. Like I just settled the fuck down.
Oh my God.
Like a crazy bitch. You know what I
How
mean?
How far into your relationship was that?
7 years.
Oh yeah, that was just last year.
So
yeah.
I need to hear about how you first got together and then what the journey was like.
So
wait, why'd you gain
moving
weight?
Moving in. Oh, right, right. Because Chris and
gain?
I.
Hey,
Chris
why'd you gain? Zudzil.
those full Scottish breakfasts, like, I had to experience, right?
Totally.
It's like a lot of, like, you know, the bread
Scotland.
And the blood sausage and the whatever.
I don't need blood sausage.
Stuff. You think, you know, and you don't. But then there was a desire for comfort that I experienced before Chris got there.
That led to palliative.
I, like, was shocked by my own anxiety. It led to me going to, like, the local supermarket and seeking out, like, I mean, I didn't know I had this in me, like American comfort snacks.
Yeah.
Wow,
literally,
yeah.
Like, I was like,
I get that.
And like, almost shocked by, it was almost like I thought America's products had gone more global than they had.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, so literally no Oreos. Like, I just assume every store in the world now would
totally.
Have Oreos.
That's why in London in 2010, I bought a $14 box of Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Oh my God.
Pathetic.
Well, yeah, I would think that. Especially in a place like England, Scotland.
Yeah.
They don't have
completely.
Oreos. Third world at that point.
I was shocked.
Is it okay to say?
That's what my dad always says.
Oh God.
My parents went to Italy and he came back and said it was a dump.
No, that's amazing.
That's how I was raised.
I got these cookies, okay, and things like
cookies.
That. Cookies.
Cookies.
Cookies and crackers. And then when Chris got there, we transitioned to, there was like these stunning little bakeries right by us.
Aww.
And so we'd go and we started with these croissants. And then it was like, but there was another kind of pastry we wanted. So then it was like we every day just getting 8 pastries and bringing them back and eating them on our couch.
Yeah, that was my experience this morning even.
Did you get Mary's Milk Bar?
No.
The
wait.
Ice cream place?
No.
It's really good.
Mm. The couch
Anyways,
killer.
Now your love story.
So Chris and I run into each other at a show at the Holiday Cocktail Lounge in New York.
Did you know of him before?
We had met like a year before or something, and at Cabin, I had seen him. I thought his set was really funny, so I clocked him.
Do you think he was cute?
I don't know. Like, there was no romantic whatever. I was just like, I think I was in another relationship at the time. You know what I mean? Like, my eyes were closed off in that way. But you know, to me, it's almost like more notable that I like thought he was really funny. You
oh,
know
yeah.
what I mean? And so
and
it was
I don't
like,
care about
so you're
looks.
A chuckle fucker. You're a chuckle fucker. Jacqueline Novak's a chuckle fucker.
Okay, next title of your album.
Yeah, so I was closed off to that. But I had clocked him as funny. And then I think he asked to be booked on my piano show. That I hosted with Greg Johnson. And I was like, I was like, we're using a really aggressive strategy right now, which was true. Like at the beginning of the show, I was like, we're literally only booking celebs. Celebs and ourselves. Like
oh
I was like,
God.
So get back to me in like 4 months. You know what I mean?
Oh my God, drag his ass.
Like it was like, because you know, that was just the plan at
you
the time.
You sometimes have to only book celebs yourself.
Because otherwise.
I don't know celebs.
Celebs in yourself. I mean,
you,
I see
you guys
celebs,
are the two celebs
like
I know.
A real, real heavy hitter, you know. And it was something like that, you know, like it's always the funny thing. And then I think I also said something to him one time outside pianos, like in a chat where I was like, you know, no one wants to marry a female comedian or something.
No.
Like some joke about that or something. And he was like, why? Like, that's stupid. Or, I don't know. Like, okay. And I was like, yeah.
He's smoking 4 cigarettes
in
the corner.
Literally. Literally was. We were both smoking cigarettes at the time. Which was huge. Actually, it was huge that night. So anyway, we're on the show. And I had gone in early and sat there and had a drink at the bar. And hadn't acknowledged to the bartender like that I'm on the show that's coming up. And so I felt like he didn't know I was on the show, the bartender. Oh, and then I do the set and I'm kind of, and then I go back to the bar and I'm kind of like waiting for the bartender to be like shocked.
Yeah.
You know, like,
yeah.
Almost like, wow.
It's like, okay, that was amazing.
You're like, wow, I didn't even realize you were on the show.
Literally. Every day never when they that. At first they walk in, they treat you like shit, yeah. And then you're like, you like that?
Yeah.
I'm like, are you gonna fucking
yeah, remember me from
you're
earlier?
I fucking wish you were never
you're
born.
Rue the day. Rue the day.
And I got nothing from him. Okay.
Sometimes
literally
straight.
Nothing. Straight. I guess. I mean, I got nothing. And then I said to Chris, just because I just, his vibe, it encouraged, Chris's vibe is just sort of like contained in this way that it draws me to talk to him.
Uh-huh.
It's like, yeah. I want to flutter around him. I don't know, like poke at him a little bit and be like, you know, make him love me. I don't know, right? So I'm like, and he's like contained in a way that I don't find like repulsive. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, like the opposite to me would be repulsive if he was like, I don't know. Like he's just, he doesn't try to like steal the attention.
Totally.
If other people are like trying to be funny, he's like, no, like I'm going to
really
back off.
Yeah. It's I wish I had like 1 ounce of that quality.
I know. I know. It's like, and you can't like, it's
you
like,
know
either
who does,
in
you know who doesn't have that.
Oh yeah.
Stay tuned.
Oh my God.
Yeah. We'll tell you after. Yeah, no, I know what you mean. He it's doesn't like, have that.
He doesn't have that.
I know, you're right.
It's like, whoa.
I know, sometimes it's like, okay, calm down.
It's like when you find out someone's funny, you should have to like immediately see them in a group to know if they're like actually, like if they're unbearable or not.
Yeah, oh
wow. Because one-on-one, someone can be so funny with you and then you're like, oh, but that's how you are.
Yes.
I think that person gets nervous when he's around a lot of new people and feels the need to kind of impress.
No, and there are people like that who are very sweet and they relax eventually. Yeah. It's like they're not all jerks.
Yeah.
No,
it's
no.
just, but that
but
kind
when you find
of vibe.
A, when you find someone who doesn't, who has the confidence to not do it.
Yeah,
it's
like,
very sexy.
It appeals. And so I'm sort of like, he's exactly kind of like, I just like, so I'm like divulging. That's what I do to someone like that. I can't help it. I divulge to them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
in an effort to
divulgence
break through.
Starring Shailene Woodley.
Divulgence.
So I'm like, the bartender. And so I tell him the bartender thing. Okay. And he's like, wow. And he's like, I don't know. He was like, it's really forthcoming. Or just like, I don't know what it was, but it was like he really appreciated that I was calling out this sort of ego need for the bartender to acknowledge. Like he really liked that.
Uh-huh. It's a very like you thought.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Like the willingness to admit like that I had desired that kind
it.
Of attention.
Yeah, of course.
So I really liked that. And then like we're hanging out and then
<That's> so funny. The bartender didn't notice.
How is our bartender not noticing you can start
a relationship.
The love
absolutely.
Of your life, really.
Absolutely. And then we're outside, we're like smoking cigarettes outside, which is like fun. And at the time. And somebody comes out and says, like, so you're not going to watch the other comics on the show?
Oh, my
like,
God.
Who
the,
wow.
Was it that
I
fucking
forget
woman
who
on
was.
Real Housewives who said Munchausen?
Yeah, I think it was similar. It was like she might have been an audience member.
That's
who,
so
who popped
crazy.
Out briefly. And it was like.
That's so crazy.
I'm sorry, but like we do what we need to do as performers. Literally, we do whatever we need to do. And it was like, so we were unified. We were unified. And like, ew, that's crazy. But then we went in and sat and watched some other acts. And like, I was laughing up a storm at some act that like, you know, wasn't great. I was sort of like laughing up a storm because it was so small in the room and I like wanted to be really supportive. And Chris was more like just kind of taking it in. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so it was already like another almost personality. Like, but anyway,
totally.
Chris
like,
was like,
totally
he glanced over and was like, in his mind was like, this is going to be a thing. He thought that. Okay. Okay. And then we're outside, I think, like, so we're outside, whatever. And, oh, I had just come off the Master Cleanse. Okay.
What is that again?
I mean, I don't even know. At this point, I don't know what to say.
All great stories begin.
How do you do that?
Wait, what is the Master Cleanse?
It's like 8 to 10 days with nothing but, it's the lemonade diet.
How do you walk?
Should I do it? No.
No, I
you're a rail. You're a rail.
No, I'm not. Thank
he
you.
Is a rail. And
you're
he
so
know.
Sweet.
You're a literal
you're
rail.
You're the only one in this town who can't see that you're a rail.
Look at me. Someone just drew a cartoon of me where my hips are enormous.
Stop it.
And that's true.
Oh, I want to show you later. Like something someone when people draw,
when people
fan
draw,
art can be damaging to the psyche.
How dare they? God. Why do they think like it's so offensive? I think it's offensive when they take a photo that's unflattering. And post
I know.
Like,
that
alone. People should know. It's like the arms.
Yeah.
The
why do you think I look like that?
Yeah. So
you know, like, why do you think I think that? Like, I find it offensive when they post a photo where I'm like, you think I'm okay with that?
Yeah.
You think that's just me? Like, that's just me and my body, where of course you're not going to hide it. And I'm like, no, that's, I do not see my body that way. So do not portray it.
Show me that.
It's so messed up.
Yeah, sometimes I post it. I'm like, there's no way you could think I would like this. Like,
no, right. And it's, it's really disturbing. I think you could.
Do you want this?
Was that for me?
Yes.
What?
Oh, yes. Oh, sorry.
I had no clue. I was eyeing it. Oh, were you about to drink it? You were about to drink it.
No.
Why
would you grab it?
Can we do a false break in the middle since we've already kind of gone over?
Yeah.
Okay, great. So we'll just keep going. I was thinking about that. Do you know what I'm saying?
Oh, a fake one?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you pour some in your cup?
I'll pour some in my cup.
Yeah, sorry.
No,
because obviously you want it.
Okay, you were in a fight.
Stop shaming him.
So Master Cleanse, I come off the Master Cleanse just recently because it was this like long period of yoga and intense meditation. I was really working on my shit.
Wow.
To get myself together.
And how long had you been single at that point before you met him?
I honestly can't remember. Maybe a year. I'm not sure.
Long time.
Maybe 6 months. I'm not. I'd have to really dig through the emails.
If you could look through your files and get back to me, yeah. I appreciate it.
We can do
the timelines.
What's it called again? SMR.
What?
No. ASMR?
No. Oh. What's it called when you re-record a line and they put it in?
Oh,
ADR.
ADR.
Oh my God, you got that so quick.
ADR.
ADR.
I was okay. Really impressed.
I've done that once.
Yeah.
I did that one time. I did it
ADR.
One time.
So I was fresh off the thing. I'm standing out there and I'm telling them, whoever the hell else was out there, I don't remember. Okay. But okay. Chris, about.
Wait, this is outside the same bar.
Yeah.
Now?
Yeah.
And this is the celeb show or a different show?
No, this is just
he's
this
like
holiday
he's not getting you
show.
The celeb show.
Yeah. this is just us on a show. Sorry, you can cut out this dead air later.
No, we love it.
We know this is real. This is what they want.
Yeah.
Stars so like right, that. I was fresh off the cleanse, and somehow I was telling him / whoever else was there about how I had just broken the cleanse. On this road gig where I forgot I was on the cleanse. When I arrived at the show, it was so unexpected what the show was. It was this weird fundraiser. And I was like, this is going to be awkward. Me standing on a weird platform. Like, and so I was very nervous and just whatever. And so I like went over to the bar and don't even remember. I just like, that looks good. Somebody got in a white Russian. And I was like, one of those. Like in my mind, I was just like, I don't even know why I'm craving that. And it's like, because I hadn't eaten in 8 days. Yeah. I forgot I was in the cleanse. And then drank a white Russian and was like, oh my God. Okay, which is not how you're supposed to go off it. You're supposed to go off it like a day of orange juice.
White Russian.
A day of orange juice and like 2 days of broth and then like slow reincorporation of foods.
I love imagining the text being like, and then after the 8 days, you can dive slowly back in with a white Russian.
I know. And the offensive thing is like, let's say it's 8 days is the cleanse. And then the like reincorporation of food, it's still like 5 days where you're basically not eating.
Yeah.
So it's like, anyway, so I'm sort of telling about how I broke the cleanse when I was at this gig, the White Russian. And then I was like, oh, fuck it, I broke the cleanse. So I went after the gig, got my check, and went to a strip mall where the Chinese food place was open. And I ordered like what to me was a version of, it was like a vegetable soup, just like a broth with vegetables. And then I got like, more vegetables, like steamed vegetables, and brought it back to the hotel room and like opened up the heavy bag and the staples popped open and I ate it and there were no utensils. And so like, I was like just drinking the soup and like reaching in my fingers for the vegetables. It was like, it was ecstatic.
Yeah.
And I was describing this to Chris and he was just like, this is my dream girl.
Wow.
And then he was like, my stomach kind of hurt. Okay. Who knows why? Okay. And Chris was like, maybe you're hungry. Okay. He was like, maybe you're hungry. He's like, you want to get something to eat? Maybe, like, I don't know. He literally was like, get something to eat. We went to Veselka.
Oh, cute.
Oh, wow.
Very New York.
Yeah. We went to
Veselka. Extremely New York at that point.
And then I gave him a ride back to.
You had a car.
You had a car.
Because I was moving into my parents' house the next day.
Right.
So I was headed back to my parents. I mean, moving out of them. Yeah. So
right.
I had the car from the
burbs. You would drive in for shows.
I drive in for shows. And so I dropped Chris off, and it was like this, like one of these, like it was really sweet because it was sort of the out of the way, like, aww, like, well, how are you getting on? It's like, oh, are you going up the FDR kind of thing? And it's like, even though he was way on the west side, like it was almost like, well, you know, you could drop me off on the FDR, like whatever. And so I'm like, no, I'll take the west side, whatever. Drop him off. And he said something in the car that I really liked. It was another point for him. Do you want to know what it was?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So like hanging from the dashboard was this weird sort of old antique looking pendant necklace. Okay. I mean, hanging from the mirror that was just there. I'm not like big on things hanging from my rearview mirror.
Yeah, okay, but
it just was there because I picked it up on the way home from one of these road gigs. I think it was at like an antique store. Okay? I'm always like really enchanted by the idea of like finding like a, you know?
Yeah.
And the embarrassing thing was that like I'd found this thing and in my mind it was going to be like a magical pendant or something. And then like when I got home, I had looked at it closely and it literally said Claire's on the back.
Oh, no.
It was like a piece of trash
yeah.
from Claire's that had made its way into like an upstate New York antique
That's
store or whatever.
So funny.
So it's like hanging there and I comment on it or something. Or I tell him, you know, another funny anecdote from Jacqueline Novak, you know, charming Chris.
He's dying for you at this point.
Okay. Yeah. And I'm like, I tell him that. And like another man would have, I think, okay, the flirtation method, okay, would have been to like sort of like make fun of me, like in a
yes.
funny way,
yeah,
okay,
yeah.
with the Claire's thing, right? And Chris, like, it's just like, it's so embodying of him to me. Like, so I'm like, and it's the Claire's on the back, like, and like, you know, and I'm like, and he's like, oh, we don't know how old Claire's is.
Oh my God.
And I was like, I love it.
Oh my God.
You
this
know,
is the
like,
sweetest story.
We don't know
yeah.
what Claire's
oh
is.
Oh my
like,
God. Like, what a beautiful night.
I know.
I dropped him off.
I'm
and
not
I was
gonna
like,
cry.
I was like, I have a crush. And then
did
the
you
next
kiss?
Night,
did you kiss or anything?
No,
or
but
oh,
we hugged
better.
In the car and like he gave like this extra squeeze of the hug that
yeah.
was just like really like sincere and like
mm.
awesome. And then
and,
the
isn't
next
it fun
night,
then Leo's on the road to be like, what were you thinking?
Oh. Yeah, it's the best. I could tell.
It's so fun.
Yeah.
And then the next day, we texted, and I was coming in for another show or something. And we literally like met, like it was like, yeah, come by like cabin, okay. And it was like because he was doing a show or something, so I go and like meet him outside cabin, and then we sort of step off to the side, we're like again like smoking cigarettes and like. And we're just like ignoring everybody, you know what I mean? Like
yeah.
talking for a long time. And then I'm moving in the next, oops. I guess so it was the next day I was set to move in. And then we like got in my car.
This
I'm going to give
very
him
next
another
day.
Ride. Yeah, the very next day I'm going to, it's like, I'm going to give him a ride again or something. We get in the car and it starts pouring rain.
Of course.
No.
Okay. Pouring. So hard where it's like literally like there's no reason to drive. Like it's it would be ridiculous.
What time
like,
of year? What time
sheets.
Of year? What time of year?
Fall.
Oh, perfect.
Oh, perfect.
Okay.
Fall rain,
it's like
pouring.
End of September, October. I always forget. And he's like, and so we're like there, we're like, again, smoking. There's a lot of cigarettes in this story. But we're like chilling in the car, and then we like and we're like feeling like profoundly connected. Like it was one of these weird, almost like past life-ish feelings.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Like where it's like the already knowing. So it was very weird. And we were both weirded out. And then we were like making out in the car and we like hung out.
How did
it happen?
How
like
did
hours.
Was the kissing immediately amazing?
Yeah. I mean, I think
sex
it was
always amazing.
I mean, let me think about that. Well, it was a couple day. This, it wasn't immediate mm-hmm. weirdly. Not weirdly.
The sex
well, let me give
keep
you.
Keep going. Sorry,
okay,
sorry. I'm so horny about this.
No, yeah. right. So,
sorry to be horny about your story.
No, not at all. No.
Sorry to be horny towards
the car.
You.
Being horny towards Jacqueline.
we're making out in the car, and it's like, oh, I have to go. And it's like, am I going to go back to my parents' house, or I have to pick up the keys very early the next morning to move in? So instead,
classic.
We just stay up all night in the car.
No, you don't.
And go to Brooklyn. I pick up the keys. Okay. And we have to wait for the guy to like finish cleaning.
Oh my God.
So we haven't slept. We like go into the empty apartment and we go and we get some like sheets or something from like a random store and like
you guys are
lay
always
them
buying
down.
Sheets.
You guys are always buying sheets.
And like lay them down like a piece of cardboard. We like lay down and like slept on it.
In the apartment?
And went to Tom's or whatever. You know, I was waiting at the corner.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You have
yeah,
no
one.
Idea how
that,
important that song is to us.
That song was a huge part of our last episode. That's crazy because there was
that diner.
Because there was
because
a
because we started saying everything like this in the
because,
song.
Because did you watch Nick at Night ever?
Yeah.
There okay, was, so for one block party summer.
This is all Pat cares about.
For one block, block party summer was in summer when they would have nights with like all Brady Bunch, all Dream of Jeannie, all whatever. Yes. And there was a block promo party. Where it was a promo for I Dream of Jeannie set to that song where it's like, there's a genie in a bottle. She is played by Barbara Eden.
Oh my God.
But those actually weren't the lyrics. That's how I remember them last time. But then I played it for our guests last time.
It's so interesting.
I'll send you the link.
So we went in and it was like this bizarre feeling of extreme familiarity, but also like, I don't know this person, you know, like, and I mean, just like it was, but it was so on, you know? And so like, we go,
you sleep on cardboard,
like in the daytime, like almost like, you know, like, cause we'd been up all night.
Are your parents like, where the fuck is our daughter, Jacqueline?
They were like, no, they were like, I told them basically. I mean, I wasn't, you know, it was whatever. And then I think we went home or I went and picked up some stuff at my parents' house. My cat, who was like 20 at the time.
Oh my God.
And was like, she was coming with me.
No, yeah.
No. She says no.
No, no, no. She was,
no, no, no.
She was amazing. It was like a huge deal for him to meet Snoozer.
Oh my God.
And like, they immediately took to each other. Snoozer like curled up on Chris.
So
and
sweet.
Like, they became best friends. It was devastating because Chris, because Snoozer was new to Chris, it was like, he would imagine like that they had their whole lives ahead of with each other.
Yeah.
Like he would sometimes if we talked about like one day being in LA, he's like Snoozer by the pool, you know?
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm like, Snoozer's already like 20, you know?
Oh, sad.
And so it was like,
Chris, you're kind of late if you wanted a life with Snoozer.
Yeah, a life with Snoozer. And so like, but he got like a couple years with Snoozer that were really, really
I'm glad
big
they had
for
that
him.
Time.
Oh, she would like, if like he'd get stressed out and like she would like about something or whatever, like she would like come to the side of the loft, you know, the loft space I was describing.
Uh-huh. Vibes.
And she'd like meow at him, like to like basically like lure him upstairs for like a relaxing nap.
Oh my
she
God.
Was like, yeah. And like she would scream and then you start to walk towards her. And then like it was like she really did wonders on him. She was like a healer cat.
Sounds like she had a little crush.
No, it was more like
stepdad.
She was like
porny.
I know, like luring him.
You can't
him.
Stop being horny towards everyone.
Luring him upstairs.
Don't make a horny towards your dead cat.
Stop.
No, it was really sweet.
That was really sweet. I'm sorry.
Snoozer loved him. So anyway, aww. He stayed over that day, obviously, and then he literally never left.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
We've lived together ever since.
Are you serious?
Yeah. It's weird.
What do you do about his apartment?
He, you know, like kept it for
like
6 months or something. And then we moved into that place after the, like we moved in there for like 7 months and then found the place in the Upper West Side.
So you've just always known it's him?
I guess. I mean, it's just, I mean, we like, we're like, it's, you know, it's one long day.
That's so sweet.
Wow. I don't know. We just, we
that's
really,
beautiful.
I know you're like,
so beautiful.
We have so a really good time. We have a really nice time. I think we just like, we both like,
you just get each other.
Yeah. And we, I think like we really enjoy just like walking around talking, which is kind of
the bulk of life.
The bulk of life. That's the whole thing.
You know, we enjoy just going like, okay, let's go get some, should we get a coffee and stroll down to Target? And it's like, yeah, that sounds fun.
Oh my God, that's the dream.
I'm gonna cry.
Do it. I challenge you.
There's someone I love talking to in that way, but
it doesn't mean
haven't
though.
Figured out the sex part. Am I saying too much?
Wait, who is it?
Oh my God.
I don't know him.
I love the way you do this on air. The like
it's like
I
so
believe in
stupid.
It. I think telling secrets on not telling the audience something, but still doing the secrets on stage. I think it's compelling for an audience. I really do.
I think so too.
I love it.
I think this podcast largely is about just how people talk about their relationships and not about the actual content sometimes.
Right.
I'm only being rude and looking at my phone because I have to call an Uber in a few minutes. I'm looking up where to call it.
Oh my God. In a few minutes. Wait, we haven't even done like anything yet.
I know.
What are the requirements?
I mean, I'm just happy. I literally want to know everything about you.
Well, who are you? Who are you? And who do you want to be?
Oh God! All right. Not prepared.
No worries.
No, just,
I mean, obviously.
Whatever you want to say.
Who am I?
It's chill.
What am
I? Or growing up, what were you?
All right, that's good. Growing up, I'm like, you know, there's something. It's like, what are the hits? And, you know, like that, and it's almost embarrassing. Like. like the hits of what my personality is or something. Yeah. I'm like, have I covered this? Like, it's like embarrassing, right? So I'm trying to give a fresh take.
Who was I?
I went to circus camp.
Oh, really?
Yes. I was very, I've probably talked about these things, but the only things that might be relevant to you guys, like in this tale, I was a lover of Pippin, the musical.
Of course.
That's how I got into theater.
Wow.
I saw it at Stage Door. My sister was in it.
You went to Stage Door?
I can't with Stage Door. Everyone in my life right now went to Stage Door.
It's a huge part of my life.
Did you go to Stage Door?
No, everyone in my life has been
French
to Stage
Woods?
Door. No, no, I didn't do any of that. Everyone I know went there.
But you were a theater kid, born and bred.
Yeah.
I've left behind. That's the best part. Try a Pippin.
Oh.
Were you hilarious?
I listened to it all the time.
Were you hilarious?
No. Hilarious? No. I mean, other than with friends or whatever. Other than like with friends.
Yeah, totally.
I was just like worried and thoughtful, I guess.
Yeah. Worried and thoughtful, I guess.
Title
of like stressed out. It like immediately felt, I think this is like the story of my life is in a variety of scenarios, right? Is seeing something or experiencing something, being like taken with it and knowing that like I want that. Right, either for myself or in my life. So, like seeing Pippin at six, when I was there to see my sister's production, and I was like, "Get me back! I want to go back the next year." Right, to see Pippin, it's like this Fosse kind of, you know, whole thing, right? And it's like whatever the hell this is, I want this, right?
Yeah.
And then the same thing with like theater and musicals and stuff. And then there's the my self consciousness and my, you know, being completely in the way of me. It's like. Of me, and then like a years long process of you know many years of trying to get to a place where I can be comfortable doing the thing that like spoke to my soul way back when.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow.
So I feel like, and like maybe I'm thinking about this because I'm thinking about my show a lot, which is about blowjobs. But it's like it's like kind of similar. It's like I always felt like as a kid or like you know as a teen, it's like oh I know what world of like sex and love and like. I want to, you know, I want to be living.
Yeah.
But there's like no path to it, you know, like it was so awkward to try to move in that direction. And I like, so it's like this feeling of like, I remember this guy being like, she feels like my little sister. And it's like, you don't know what I'm thinking, you know, like,
were you hooking up?
Like as a teen?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
But it took some time. It took some time. Yeah.
Took some time.
And then who are you now?
You know, it's been a lot of striving, right? Mm-hmm. Striving. Right at the moment, literally, it's like the show. So it's finally feels like that stuff is, I'm in the air a little bit. You know what I mean? Like this, the plane feels like it's taken off a little bit.
Yeah,
which
totally.
Is weird.
You're viewed as a genius because you are a genius.
You are.
You're viewed an R genius. You're viewed as an R genius.
Because there's no That's one hilarious. Like you. And no one does I'm anything shocked. Even close to like you.
Oh my God.
I'm serious. I was just sitting here and I was like, I'm so glad she exists.
I know. Me too.
Because I remember I went to the creek in the cave like 5 years ago and I had never tried like an open mic and I was like too scared.
Oh my God.
And there was some random show and you and John both happened to be on it, but you were both being very casual about it because obviously, like,
yes.
No, like, not a lot of people were there.
I think it was probably Chris's show.
Maybe. And you guys were, and I was just like, who is that?
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Both of you guys, like, wait, what is that? I felt so.
That's awesome.
Similar, you were my Pippin. I was 6 years old 5 years ago.
I remember that. But I was I remember like, a little girl in the back. And tattered.
For some reason, I'm wearing old timey clothes.
Yeah.
I'm like, why is she there? But wait, what's your dream?
And then what's the dream? It's truly, love and work, right?
Uh-huh.
So it's I want to, you know, in the way that I feel right now, so happy because I'm working on this one big project of my show.
Yeah.
It's like I want a life of. One project after the next in which, you know, by the time one is sort of completed, I'm starting to think to the next one.
Yeah.
And
but then you have like a month to chill, I hope.
Yeah. I think you do. Yeah. I think you do. We and it's like,
it. It's I like need a month just to chill.
Cyclical project after project till death. And I remember like once like Paul Thomas Anderson or something hearing like a thing that was like, you know, like how many movies he had left in him. And it was like, you know, like, oh, like, you know, 10 movies or, you know, 15 if I quit smoking or something like that. And I kind of like thought it was, like, I don't know, something about thinking about your life that way. It's like this, like, so, but on a more literal way. It's like, yeah, I know it's got to be project after project.
Do you want to get married?
I don't know. I mean, we've been sort of common law.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Since day one. Like, you've been common law since you slept on the car.
Yeah.
When you sleep on cardboard with someone, you become common law.
Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know. Like, and maybe it's also just because we just are in this. There's something with, you know, pursuing showbiz where it's like there's a lot of times where you're inviting a bunch of people to show up to shit.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of like I'm saving my invitations for
shows
when I need audience members.
I always say that my shows are my wedding.
Yeah. Oh, no. And I think
so much better than a wedding.
Totally. I think like opening and night like, that, is going to be my wedding.
Oh
my
I always God. Say that. That's what Chris said. My wedding.
Yeah. When is opening?
Monday night. And Chris was like, I think that's the closest like thing to a wedding. Like we'll be celebrating.
Oh, you're going to be so fucking excited.
Yeah. I think
it's
it'll be really fun.
In the world, isn't
pictures.
It?
We'll take pictures. Chris is going to get a new shirt.
What are you going to wear?
My God.
Chris was, by the way, I'm not sure what I'm going to wear, but Chris was like, I think I'll get a new shirt. He's like, I have new jeans. I'm like, and he like loves to say like, these are his Goodfellows from Target. That's one of the Target brands that he's like.
Goodfellows. I'll look into
them.
It's
so funny.
I'm going shopping after this. I need to get a new outfit for my.
We need a new outfit for
tomorrow. We do. And I'm like, I mean, I know he loves his Goodfellows, but it's like, I'm like, I feel like we should get him like some nice pants.
Totally.
And beautiful denim.
Nice, beautiful denim can change someone's life. Tell him my LA story.
I will.
It'll change.
Wait, what brand are you wearing now?
No, so now I'm wearing. No, so then what happened was I never really shop, and then I shopped once at Levi's store in Williamsburg, and now I have a mental disease where I think that's the only place I can shop, and everything I've bought
mental
for the last
disease.
Bought for the last 2 months has been from
someone I know who's very smart about fashion. Okay,
yeah,
like fully
knows
it all and has since the 60s. Okay,
okay.
I was like trying to talk about getting jeans at APC or whatever.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah.
And he just goes, and I thought it was, he's just like, didn't Levi's figure out how to make a nice pair of denims quite some time ago?
Yeah, wow.
So chic to say that.
I know.
Yeah.
Like, I think Levi's figured it out. Like,
I think
so
I think
I support
at this point,
you.
I'm going to my boyfriend's cousin's bachelorette party.
Yeah.
And I feel like maybe I shouldn't wear jeans. So I'm like, I don't have any other pants.
I don't know.
Nice clothes. So
what's
I'm like,
the event? I mean, it's a bachelor party?
It's like a Rhode Island bar, kind of open bar situation.
Jeans.
Jeans, you think?
I think so.
Black
jeans.
Jeans
are chic. Do you want kids?
I don't know.
I know, me neither.
I mean, I don't like doing things, you know, on anyone's timeline.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I basically, and you never know because then people say things like that and then all of a sudden their like body is crying for it. So, you know, I don't want to.
Yeah.
But, I don't want to do anything on anyone's timeline. So I've always made peace with like, okay, if I age out of making babies, like the world is literally full of children that need to be adopted.
Yeah.
So I could always do that at another age.
I'm going to adopt. So while I'm there, I'll get a couple extra. And then if you want one, you can have one. If not, I'll keep it in the cupboard for guests.
I hate to do this, but we do have to. I have an appointment at 1:30. So.
Do you guys? Okay.
So do you feel hot? Okay. I feel medium hot today. Do you feel hot today?
Yes.
Yeah. You look really good.
You look really good.
Yeah. I feel hot. Yes. I did a track workout, a long track workout. I almost shit my pants in the last 100 meters. So that made me feel not sexual. But I've rallied back and now I have two and a half cups of coffee and now I feel hot.
Okay, are you mad at me?
Absolutely not. I'm going to miss you so much. You were so warm all day.
No, because I'm getting really sad about leaving for 6 weeks.
I can't believe it's
tomorrow.
105.
I literally haven't done anything and I'm having like a panic attack a day.
What,
and I'm
in
not
preparation?
I'm not free till 7 p.m. tonight. I have to leave at like 8 a.m. tomorrow.
That's fine. Okay. You don't need to, and you can get stuff there. Where are you going to live?
In a flat.
Where?
Maybe I'll
town?
I may text you questions.
What's your address?
We're on opening night. I'll be like, Jacqueline, what?
Yeah, I want to hear. Actually, I do want to hear all about
it. We'll talk about it once you're feeling zen about your show.
Yeah.
Anyways.
That's exciting.
Are you mad at me?
No, I feel actually like we're better than ever.
Okay. Thank God. Pat?
Jacqueline, are you mad at me?
The coffee thing was tense, but...
Yeah, it was terse.
Because I honestly...
But that was for you the whole time. I was like, okay, she's like not accepting it, so
no,
it's like...
No, I didn't... I wondered.
There's under-caffeinated children in China.
I was wondering... Okay. Classic. Are you guys mad at me?
We should have offered.
I couldn't marry Maddie.
We're obsessed with you.
We really are. Sometimes I feel like I'm too much.
I can't wait to see your show.
No, bring more.
I want
more.
I first met.
I'm just such a fan, and I just admire you and look up to you.
Do you know when I first met you?
Tell me.
When we were walking?
We were
really connecting that night.
We did show. You two were really connecting.
We were really connecting.
And I was walking. And I was walking there.
We were connecting.
That's when we first met?
At Ars Nova, we were all really connecting.
No, I mean, I remember us walking.
I remember.
But I didn't know that was our first
meeting. I remember feeling like you knew who I was during that. And I was elated because.
I did.
Which was huge for me. Because you're
so, no, we can never be mad at you. And I could never be mad at you. I'm so, you'll read my note. I'm sad about leaving.
I should have written you a note.
No, why?
I don't know.
I was just being like overdramatic.
You wrote a note to leave town?
You know, I love him so much. It hurts me. Well, this is my family. I mean, we come here every day and
it's come here every day.
We literally come here every day. And I was feeling, I'm single and living alone for the first time in a while. And so they've been my.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I'm going to go pee.
Okay. Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.